Now, the INTO, the Irish National Teachers Organisation, is hosting its annual INTO Annual Congress in the Gleneagle Arena this week. It started yesterday and it runs until tomorrow. There's lots on the agenda. And before coming on air, I spoke to INTO President Anne Horan. Have a listen to what she had to say. Anne, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
So, Anne, you're having your conference in Killarney. What are some of the main talking points or the main issues, I suppose, that you're discussing at the moment?
Our main issues, we're talking about class size, very, very important. Talking about funding, investing in education, special education and pay.
Okay.
So all very important issues.
Absolutely. And in terms of pay, what are your members looking for, I suppose, or what are some of the discussions that are taking place around that?
Our big discussion, we've a huge discussion on pay, with a big issue, because the 1st of September 2025, the government were supposed to pay out money to our members under local bargaining as part of the last pay agreement that's finishing in the next few weeks. That money hasn't been paid. INTO submitted claims to the department. So far we are hearing that four of them, we submitted 13 claims, we are hearing that four of them will be progressed, but nothing has happened about that. Our members are very frustrated about that. You know, monies that we lost at the time of the recession in 2012, monies we lost then that haven't been restored. People are very, very frustrated. Combine that with the cost of living crisis that we're all experiencing at the moment. We received, under the last pay agreement, we received 1% in February, 1% in June. But yet in the last month or so, inflation is actually running at 3.94%. So people are feeling it. People all over the country are feeling it. But our members are angry, and especially angry because we're facing into a new pay talks and potentially a new pay agreement. And the last one, the government have broken faith with us, and the last, this local bargaining hasn't been paid. So people are angry about that. And we actually have a ballot, a motion yesterday passed to have a ballot on the industrial action on this issue.
Okay, so what does that mean, that you will take industrial action if the issue isn't resolved?
We will ballot for industrial action up to and including strike action, yes.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you as well, in terms of the war in the Middle East, and is it having an impact on the teaching sector, given that thousands of Irish teachers work over in the Emirates? Are you noticing maybe are some returning maybe, or do you think it might be a problem solved in terms of the teacher?
Yes, it's anecdotal at the moment. We do know that some people are coming home or hearing that, but it's too soon for us to have any numbers on that. But hopefully, you know, that it would help if they have to come home. We don't know yet. We have to wait and see.
Okay. And is the union worried maybe in terms of the war then? I suppose you mentioned pay and conditions there, and that's an issue that you're talking about. Are you worried maybe that the war will affect pay and conditions for teachers here?
Well, the cost of living is going to be affected. It is being affected already for teachers and for everybody else in the country. We are also discussing the whole issue of special ed. We have, you know, we're looking for help with our special education system. And one of our vice president said yesterday, and one of our other delegates, you know, that our special ed system is actually broken at the moment. You know, we have an assessment of need for children to be placed into special classes or to special schools. But last December, without any consultation, without any prior information, it was announced that this was being changed. This process, this assessment of need, has been changed. We don't actually know what it means. We need to see the full criteria for that. We need to know the assessment processes that are necessary. Consultation is vital. We need, for all of our special education, we need better staffing. We need training for teachers at all stages of their careers, and not just once off. All teachers should be trained with, you know, and be given more information and more resources to deal with special ed, whether you're teaching a special class or not, because in our mainstream classes now, there are also a lot of needs. But we need training, we need resources, we need the supports. Many of our children have complex needs and they need help. Our teachers need help. So that special ed is very important for us as well.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about that actually as well, because as you mentioned as well, some weeks ago now, I think, or some months ago probably at this stage, Anne, we did hear about that review into the S&A allocation. It was announced by the government. It obviously has since been paused, but it did cause quite a controversy at the time. What was the impact that had on primary school teachers, the schools and the pupils, I suppose, you know, when that controversy broke?
It's all very worrying. It's very worrying for our children. These are the most vulnerable of our children, and they need all the help they can get. They don't need... And their parents don't need the worry that debacle brought about. They absolutely don't. But then, at the same time, all of a sudden, the department could find money to sort that problem. So, you know, money is available. So money is available for special ed. Money should be available for pay.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that you will, I suppose, see action there maybe? Like, are you hoping that the government will hear your concerns now and that you might get the opportunity to talk to them and some of those issues might be addressed? Are you confident that might happen?
There have been ongoing talks with the government as regards local bargaining, ongoing meetings. And it's a very, very slow process. But like I say, we have a ballot, we have a motion yesterday that was passed looking for industrial action.
Yeah. And the Minister, I understand, Hildegard Nocton, is Minister for Education. She's due to address your delegates this morning.
She's addressing us at 9 o'clock, yes. And our General Secretary, John Boyle, will be replying to her address then afterwards.
Okay. And I suppose you mentioned as well classroom size, and that's something that, you know, you're concerned about, I suppose, and I suppose the pupil-teacher ratio as well. And what kind of improvements would you like to see there? What would be the ideal ratio, I suppose, that you have in your mind at the moment?
I think that your listeners have heard this for so many years. Class size is a massive issue. We the European average is 19 to 1. This present government, in their programme for government, they committed to this. But yet, and we've had a commitment to bring our class size, we're presently at 22.9, so 23 to 1 is our class ratio at the moment. Now, that's not in every classroom, that's kind of nationwide. And we do have classes with 35 children, 31, 34, 35 children. And that's way too big for any teacher to do their very best. You know, it's hindering us in our work. But we want our government, as they committed to reduce our class size to 19 to 1. It's not happening. For the last three budgets, there has been no improvement in class size. None. And we even have a situation where DESH Plus was introduced recently, welcomed by INTO. It's helping the most vulnerable of our children. But so one school in particular, they heard, and I want to say on a Wednesday, I don't know, they heard on a Wednesday that they had been accepted into the DESH Plus scheme. They were absolutely delighted with that. The following day, they lost a teacher in the staffing circular. You know, so things aren't lining up at all, really.
Okay. And I suppose the impact then when you see big classrooms like that, I suppose it does have an impact, doesn't it, on the children as well, or it can have an impact on them, I suppose, especially if a child might be struggling because they're, you know, that ratio and having that big class size, they probably don't get as much attention as they might in a smaller class, for example.
Exactly. But as well as that, we know that our mainstream classes now, that, you know, they have many, many different types of children. They could have children with... And they not could have, they do have children with sensory, emotional, behaviour, physical needs, developmental delays, children who are impacted by trauma, children with language and communication challenges, children experiencing homelessness, children displaced by war. I can go on, medical conditions, diabetes, epilepsy, anxiety, dysregulation, ADHD, dyslexia, dyscalculia, dyspraxia. And then we have our mainstream children, then we have exceptionally able children that are working alongside those who require intensive support. And all of these children are in an overcrowded classroom. You know, everybody needs help. All of these children need help. And those children are being left out by the government. Their teachers are being left out by the government.
And are you confident that the Minister for Education, Hildegard Nocton, will hear your concerns, will take action? Because to be fair, they do always say, you know, that they want, I suppose, to have that provision of special education. They want to have children support in the classrooms. But I suppose they're trying to balance the budgets as well. So do you think that she will hear the concerns and maybe will do her best, I suppose, to help you and to make it a reality, some of the demands you're looking for?
You know, when it comes to balancing the budgets, as I already said, only a few weeks ago the government were able to find money for the SNAs. For that SNA situation. You know, inclusive education, it is so important, but it's only effective when there's adequate staffing. There has to be specialist services. Our children need to have services coming into the schools. They need to have access to OTs, occupational therapists, to speech and language therapists, to all these services. We need more than somebody coming and visiting the school and telling the teachers what to do. You know, we're teachers, we're not speech and language therapists. We're doing our very best. Any time we're given a programme, of course, we do our very, very best. But we're not specialists in those areas. So all of that needs to be supported. We need continuous professional learning and we need appropriate infrastructure for our children.
Yeah. And in terms of maybe attracting more teachers to fill some of the gaps that might be there. And does the INTO have any solutions or thoughts on maybe what could be done to make it more of an attractive role to get people into the area to, I suppose, to help fill those gaps maybe?
Well, I suppose, obviously, pay. Pay is huge. Cost of living has always been an issue, and that's going to increase now as an issue. We know that many of our teachers have a difficulty in securing accommodation, not only in Dublin, but in the major cities around the country, major cities and towns. You know, so many people can't afford to live in the places they are working, live near the places they are working. And as well as that, you know, the present fuel situation is making it even more difficult, because we all know how the price of fuel and how the big difference it is now in filling our tank than it was 5 or 6 weeks ago. All of those things, they're all combining to make it more and more difficult for teachers. I do feel that we have, that our profession is still a respected profession, and people want to become teachers. And we see that by the numbers of teachers entering the initial training courses every year. But, you know, there's a lot of real pressures facing our profession. There's a supply shortage, there's overcrowded classrooms, there's workload. Workload is huge, and very often paperwork has to take precedence over pupils. We don't have, as I mentioned, those supports, we don't have those. It is just the long-term sustainability of the teaching profession, that's important, and we need the resources to help us to achieve that.
And we leave it there, but thank you so much for taking the time to join me on the show this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
INTO President Anne Horan talking to me there.